Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm here with Senior Pastor Chris Montgomery, and each day this week, I'll be asking him a question. Okay, Chris, today I wanted you to talk a little bit about kind of a new initiative, really, that you started a little over a month ago now, and the prayer emphasis, really, that you have placed on the staff. Can you explain a little bit about that and why it's so important, and maybe a little bit about what you've seen come out of it so far?
Yeah. I've been talking around this theme of prayer, and what I really was feeling the Lord lead me to was to understand first, I can't make anybody pray. I can't, you know, magically change the state of someone's soul and, you know, and instantly help mature people and things like that. But as the senior pastor, one of the things I can do is give permission for some things to happen. And so, as you said, over a month ago, we had a staff meeting, and I asked all full-time staff to stay back. And in that short time, I just kind of issued this challenge. And again, I just want to give permission for this. And that is for every full-time employee of Fraser to take one day a month as a prayer day. It is a day to get alone with God, to pray not only for yourself and what's going on in your life and in your family, but also to intercede for others, and then intercede for those who you feel led to intercede for. And then at the end of the month, we come together and we just say, how'd it go? Right? So that there's no like magic formula. There's no plan. It's just me saying, everybody take a day, and it's not a day off. This is some of the most important work we can do as people who work in the church. Take a day to get alone with God, do some deep soul work, pray and intercede for others. And then we just started, you know, hearing some stories from people of one person was like, you know, I'm praying and all of a sudden I feel led to pray for, you know, people in the hospital and doctors and nurses. And so they just jumped in their car and started driving to the hospitals, and they're just sitting in their car in the parking lot looking at the hospital, praying for everything that's going on in the hospital at that moment. And that's incredible to me. Incredible. And so that's where we started, a day of prayer a month. But then we just came back from, not too long ago, our staff retreat. And that's where I kind of upped the ante a little bit. If we're praying for one day a month, what about all those other days? And I think there's an assumption out there that if you work in the church and you're like in the building, then you're just always doing something super spiritual.
Right.
And sometimes, many times, that's not the case at all. There's just things that have to be done that we wouldn't necessarily label as spiritual or whatever. We're not all sitting around reading our Bibles, you know, all the time, right? So to kind of up that challenge in the arena of prayer, I said, what would it be if every full-time person prayed for an hour a day and every part-time person prayed for 30 minutes a day? Now, you can pray as long as you want to, right? But just to give some parameters to it. And we just say, you know, why don't we just, you know, turn on some soft music in the worship center and maybe a light or two, and you can go in there. You can go to the Martha John Allison Prayer Chapel. You know, there are places where you can do this. But what would it be if we did? And again, going back to Jesus' statement, you know, okay, this house is going to be a house of prayer. I read that and then I go, What if we're in the house of prayer and we're never praying? What if we're in the house of prayer all the time, but there's prayerless laborers and workers in there, you know? And that really challenges me. And it kind of makes me question, are we doing this right? And what does it say when we don't pray? Intentionally pray. Does it just mean that, okay, well, I've got this. I can do this. I can do my job. I can, you know, and God, I'll let you know if something big comes along. So I think it just brings us back again to that place of we cannot do any of this on our own. We need the Lord to show up. Again, we need to seek His face. I think it was Martin Luther who said, I'm so busy, I have so much to do, I have to spend 2 or 3 hours in the morning in prayer. And that's the posture I want us to have here at Fraser, that we're not trusting in ourselves. We're not doing this on our own. We're not doing this in our own strength. We can't do it. The weight of what we do would just crush us. But when we pray, when we seek the face of the Lord, we have the resources of heaven then at our disposal. And it's just amazing because God can do more in a few moments of prayer than we could do with all of our effort for the rest of our life.
Well, and I just want to say thank you for the challenge, but also thank you for the permission. Because I really think that is a major part of it, is that knowing that this is seen as not just an addition to or supplementary to, but this is the work.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the most important work we will do is our time in the prayer room or in our office praying. That's what's going to make all the other work possible.